Praise the Lord. So good to see all of you here tonight and all of you that are watching by Facebook. We just thank you for joining us tonight. And I know that God has got a special word for you tonight, because if you have come here and if you have tuned in tonight, you are looking tonight. You're seeking tonight. You're searching. And God said, if you seek, you will find. So God is going to speak to your heart tonight. Just be ready to receive from Him. Amen.
Amen.
I'm Pastor Sharon, and this is Pastor Rock at Oasis Christian Center. And wanted to ask you, if you will, while we're having the service tonight, if you will just send us comments letting us know how the service is ministering to you. And it always blesses us to hear from you. And we'd also like to ask you to share the service with other people tonight, with your friends on Facebook and everyone that you're connected to. If you will just share this service with them so they can be blessed also. We'd appreciate that so much. Amen.
Amen.
And let's see. Tonight, Deborah is going to be bringing the word, and I know you're going to be blessed by it. Amen. Praise God.
Well, good evening. Tonight, my message is going to be a follow-up to what some other teachers in the church have been doing, and that's on fear. So I would just encourage you to go back and check the messages of the last few weeks on Wednesday night, because it's all a follow-up. And each and every teacher had a good word from the Lord that is right and right on time, especially for these times that we're in now. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Father God, I thank you for the opportunity to be used as your vessel to bring your word forth. Father, I just pour out all of Deborah, and I ask that you just pour everything you are into me and flow out of me, Father, that it may be edifying to your word, Father God, and bring nourishment to your people. I thank you, Father God, that we have ears that hear you and that eyes that are looking for you and hearts that will receive what you have for us this night. And we give you all the praise in Christ's name. Tonight's message, after I've went over and over and over it, because like I said, our teachers here are just, they are just fabulous. They are sent from God, blended in this church, bonded together as a family, and our word that we receive from our pastors is just manifested in each one of our teachers. And it's an exciting thing to see how everyone has flowed each week and how the Spirit of God has drawn us and kept us together. And you know, whenever you're united and you come together, that does help to admonish fear. You know, when you know that you're loved and you're cared for and you've got people who support you, it does help you in the area of fear. And it doesn't matter how many times you've stood on stage or how many times you've talked in front of people, the spirit of fear can come on you. Tonight, my message is actually spirit versus soul. And this is about the spirit man, or the spirit of God, and man's soul. So fear affects both areas, both areas. We're going to begin tonight with the scripture from 2 Timothy 1 and 7. For God did not give us a spirit of timidity, cowardness, cringing, or fawning fear, but He has given us a spirit of power, love, a calm, well-balanced mind, discipline, and control. God's Spirit, His Holy Spirit, was breathed into us from the very beginning of time. In Genesis 1, God tells us that He created, fashioned, formed, prepared the heavens and the earth. He called light into dark places. The Spirit of God was moving over the face of the earth. After He created it, He said, "Let us make man in our own image." He said, "our own image." That means the Father, the Son, which is Jesus Christ, and the Holy Spirit. And He says, and let him have dominion over the earth and everything that creeps over the earth. He blessed it, and He said, then He wanted the creatures and man to be fruitful and to multiply, so He gave them seed. In chapter 2, verse 7, the Lord formed man from the dust of the ground, and in his nostrils He breathed the spirit of life. So we know that God has created us and in us has given us His Spirit. We know that when God created us, He also said that we were to have dominion over the creatures of the earth and dominion over this earth. So we know that we are supposed to rule and reign on this earth. We know that that's our stance. It's not to have a spirit of cowardness or timidness at what the world's ways of things are, you know, the way the world does things. But we are to be changers. When God spoke, He spoke light into dark places. And that's what we as Christians are supposed to do, because light dispels the darkness. And therein, if you can bring light, we all know, to a dark room, there goes our fear, because we have a sense of security. God says we are wonderfully and fearfully made. So when He made us, He put the emotions, everything that we were going to need, He equipped it in us, because we were made in His image. In God, there is no fear. He has no fear of anything. And so He gave us that and equipped our human body with that. He has defined our worth, and He's redeemed us back to Him through the blood of Christ Jesus. It is His love for us that cast out fear. 1 John 4 and 18. Perfect love cast out fear. There is no fear in it. Fear has torment. He that feareth is not made perfect in love. And we all know that we are growing in Christ. We as Christians should be seeking God's face every single day, throughout the day, continuously, because we are in growth of becoming into His image. And so that means that we are going to be met with adversities. But that perfect love and staying in that perfect love, knowing what He's done for us and accepting that, will cast out and help us to get through those fears. Remember, fear is just an emotion. Joyce Meyer said one time, fear is just false evidence appearing real. So we know that something that is false goes against what God says, and we know that God's word is truth, so therefore it is a lie. And we know that we do not believe a lie. No one wants to take the advice from anyone that they know is lying to them. That just wouldn't be common sense. We know fear terrifies us. The physical conditions that fear brings against us causes a threat and has serious health consequences. Fear actually weakens our immune system. It causes cardiovascular damage, gastrointestinal problems such as irritable bowel and ulcers. It also can decrease fertility. It can lead to accelerated aging and premature death. Now, the Spirit of God, the truth of God, says, I give life and life more abundant. Well, that doesn't sound like to me that the torment of fear or the feeling of fear left unresolved can cause health issues to your heart. Well, in the Word, God tells us that man's heart in the latter days will fail him for fear coming on the earth. So looking at this, we know that fear has torment to our physical bodies and causes physical conditions that we have to deal with. Fear can bring on premature death, and that's definitely opposite of God's way, His Spirit of life. Fear is a destroyer of life, a blockade to our blessings. Satan sends fear to torment us into being miserable and prevent us from being all that God has designed for us to be. He sets a trap of doubt and reasoning, and he uses soulish means to trap us into what he wants us to believe, which are lies. He hits our mind and our emotional stability. He hits our feelings. And we know that when we are born again Christians, when we have asked God into our heart through Jesus Christ, and we've given our life over to Him, our spirit is being renewed. At that moment, we are restored back to the Father and we are redeemed. We have salvation. He has given us a choice, and that choice is to serve Him. So that means we've got to bring the human body, the soul, into what His image is. And that's where fear can reside. And that's where Satan tempts us, because he knows that our mind and our will and our emotions can be altered by circumstances that we're in, lies that people tell us, being alone. You know, we like surprises, but we don't like bad surprises. You know, no one likes to know that, you know, on March the 30th, everything's going to be closed down. I mean, you know, we didn't know that was going to happen. And it came as a surprise to this earth. And it hit our emotions strongly, because we have now become confined. The things that we once were able to move freely in are now being stopped. And we have to alter our emotions and our feelings. And fear sets in. The devil twists and turns our thoughts. He gets us confused and out of control, even physically sick. Nauseous, that's even a state. Even coming up here, like I said, no matter how many times that you come before someone, even in bringing the Word of God being used, there is a quickening. And we have to take that quickening and take it to the reverential awe of God and say, God, I know it's You that's working through me. I'm not going to give over anything, any accolades to the devil for this shakening. I'm going to give it back to You, and it's the awe of You, because You have got everything in control and You are changing the situation. With Satan twisting our state of mind, it can make us mentally tired. It can make our body weary. And we can grow tired and weary, and we don't make well decisions when that happens. So any little thing that comes against us can cause us to fall into that emotion of fear and can stop what God wants to get to us. In Matthew 6, 27 through 31, and I'm not going to read all of it, I'm just going to do a synopsis. But Father God tells us, and who of you who worries can add any measure of stature to His life? In any means can we add anything by worrying? God didn't tell us with this that worry is not going to come on us. There are things that we are supposed to do in the spirit when the emotional things of the soul try to come against it. And what we're to do, what God is saying here is, don't be anxious because you can't add anything. So He's asking us to pause and think about it. What good is going to come out of this, you worrying? Then He tells us to look at the birds. Well, we look up, we see the birds flying in the air. You know, we see them swoop down, they get their food, they're well fed. So we look at them, but the first thing they do is they fly high. So when we're watching the birds, we're looking up. You know, Jesus always taught in parables and said things in parables. So I look at this and I say, well, look up. That's the first thing we should do, is seek first the kingdom of heaven. When we get scared, we have a tendency to draw in, and all of our systems begin to function to protect what it is we're afraid of. But God says to look up, look at the birds in the air. And then He says, now look down. See the flowers? See how they're growing? They're not worried about anything. So He wants us to look at what He's created and how He takes care of it and how He feeds it and how He waters it. And He wants us to remember how taking care of those things, how much more is He going to take care of us? When we know that we're secure and we're loved, we don't fear. And even when that emotion of fear comes on us, we can be comforted by what God is and who He is by His Spirit. Because our soul is going to reason. Our mind, our will, and emotions is going to go to the telephone and go to Facebook and go to Google and find out what we're doing wrong and how we got to do it. And we're going to, God, I got this. But God knows that that fear left unresolved not only can separate us from hearing His voice, but it also can cause physical things in us that make it impossible for us to handle it. How many times have you been in a situation and you just got all worked up, as we say? I know I have. And I got all worked up over something I thought was going to happen, and it never even happened. I wasted time worrying on it. You know, I wasted a blessing, I'm certain, because had I been spending time on praising God, His calm and His peace would have come over me, which would have taken care of the fear, and I could have heard His voice and had an answer quicker.
Amen.
So in giving in to fear with our soulish realm, which means our mind, our will, and emotions, and not taking that into God's spirit realm, we linger and we give time for the devil to torment us more and for fear to build. God said, and that was in, this is Matthew 6:33, seek first God's kingdom, after His righteousness and His way of doing it, and all these things will be added unto you. Worry is fear. It's the place that separated you from God. It's that me place. God, I've got this. God, I can do this. Sometimes it's even, God, I'm afraid You're going to answer. I know You're going to answer me, God, but I'm afraid it's going to be in the way that I don't want. So there even comes an anxiety about asking God for the desires of our heart, because Satan has brought to us, He didn't do it that way that time. He didn't do it that time. He didn't do it that time. What makes you think He's going to do it again? And he makes your mind go over and over and over again, just tumbling what didn't happen or what did happen. Because the devil cannot read our heart. God knows man's heart. But the devil can read the circumstances, the people we hang around with, and the things that go on around us. That's what he uses to get us scared. That's what's going on in the world now. You know, people are scared, but they're not understanding that it is their spirit longing and searching for God to be settled and to be still and to be loved in a way that nothing on this earth can give us, a security that nothing on this earth can give us. Because our bodies are not secure. As we know, anxiety and fear can bring things on the body and cause premature aging and death. So if we know that, we know we can be taken out before God is even ready for us to go. And it's due to fear. Because when we react out of fear, we're reacting out of our emotional state, not out of the state that God says we are. Wonderfully, fearfully made. Courageous. We are strong in our weakness. We are not alone. He is our salvation. It is not just the salvation of here on earth, but it is the afterlife. Because we live eternally somewhere. We were created as a spirit being put in a human body, and we are here on earth. And God wanted to intermingle with us, but sin came in. Gotten a little bit ahead of myself, so let me kind of go back here. The only fear that we are to take hold of is the reverential awe of God's power in all of life's challenges. God's Spirit will always cause evidence of love and life. Always. He's never going to cause something that is causing a death to us or to destroy us. Now, the enemy will make you think that this thing that you're fearing or worrying about is going to, you know, take you out. He may even convince you that if you do it his way, it's going to turn out the way you want it. But we have to trust that the way that God has designed for us is the best way. And we need to look back at our circumstances on the ways and things that He has done for us and be grateful for us. That's why the Word says, be thankful in all things. Because when we are thankful, we are remembering the goodness of God. And that is overtaking the soulish man. Philippians 1:28 says, and don't for a moment be frightened or afraid or fearful or intimidated by your opponents and adversaries. When I was reading this, I said, well, God, I'm not supposed to be frightened, afraid, or fearful, or intimidated. Sometimes I intimidate my own self. Sometimes I get in my own self and become my own worst enemy. So I just included that in there as well. I said, God, forgive me for being my own worst enemy, for not trusting You. Because You have said that for a moment, don't be frightened, afraid, or fearful. And the reason is because it will be clear to your enemies, your adversaries, and you your internal spirit, of the destruction of things that are not good for you, and sure evidence of your deliverance and salvation that comes from God and God alone. So when I give it over to Him, totally over to Him, everything, even my own things that I'm doing to my own self and don't even know, like worrying. You know, I may think that I'm not worrying, but y'all, I went to the chiropractor, let's see, Monday. I went in there, and I don't think I'm at stress. I really don't think I'm at stress. But, you know, I'm going to fill up every single moment of my time because I just enjoy my grandchildren. I enjoy my family. I enjoy my house, my yard, everything. I enjoy my clients' dogs. I enjoy everything. I just enjoy everything. So I find joy in doing things. I do find joy in being alone, too. So last night I soaked in the tub, which was nice. But anyway, I took out time for me because we all need our me time. But you can get so busy and you don't realize that you really are stressing your body because you're trying to hold yourself up. And that's what happened. I went into the chiropractor and she said, "You are so tense." And she's kneading on all of these nerves. Oh, you know, and I'm fearing which one she's going to, you know, touch next. But anyway, she's massaging all of these nerves. And she says, "You are so tight. What is going on? Are you stressed?" I said, "No." You know, here in the back of my mind, I'm teaching. I've got a full work week. I had a full work week last week and kept my granddaughter both weekends. So, you know, I'm like, "Oh, yeah, maybe I am," you know. But you don't take notice. But see, we have to do that. We have to take notice of what's going on because things like fear will set in. So I'm sitting here tensing up as she's trying to render me help. And so I had to relax and I had to get still and I had to let it go and I had to let her hands work what they needed to work. When we get in fear, we tense up. We may not even know that we do it because we say, "Well, God is with me." You know what? He is with you. But don't use His name as liberty to not do what He said. Because fear is fear. So you can say, "Oh, I'm not doing that right now because, you know, God's not ready for me to do it." Is God not ready for you to do it, or are you at fear and you're not ready to do it? So you need to check your spirit on that one. But the Spirit of God will always cast out fear. And worship will always raise you and defeat the worry that you're going through. It's so easy to get weary and wear our emotions on our sleeve. And, you know, it's tough these days. So much changes are going on, you know. And we look at our brothers and sisters in Christ and we can't even physically look at them because of such restrictions. And, you know, I'm just going to tell you, isolation is not of God. Amen. It is not of God. There is nowhere in the Bible does it say to isolate yourself from others. Amen. It says, be of the church and gather together, one mind and one accord. So I thank God for Facebook because we're able to gather one mind and one accord. He does say, be still and know that I am God. So we know that we have to rest and be still and know that He is God, to draw from His Spirit, because when we're in fear, the devil's just running our mind round and round and round and round. And we may not recognize what's going on in our body, but our body is being attacked physically, and we're being worn down as if we're on a treadmill running 90 miles to nothing. And so we have to stop and be still and let God do what He needs to do and get back in His Spirit. God built into us the power to look at a problem and receive wisdom to resolve. So the problems are going to come. Fear is going to come. It's going to present itself as a very real problem. And that's why God gave us the alarm system of the emotion of fear. That change, that shift that we can feel something in our spirit that's not quite right. That's God saying, "I need you to heed this. I've got your answer, but I really need you to be still right now, or I really need you to trust me right now, or I really need you to move this way right now." don't spend now, don't, you know, buy now, you know, don't eat now, everything God has orchestrated before we got here, before we were born, and He knew we were going to be born in this time. So we cannot say as Christians that we are not equipped to handle these days, because God equipped us and we are here for a purpose. We need to hunker down and really get real about what we are facing today, because this is like none in history. God says that we are to renew our mind and that we are to cast away everything that sets itself up against His way. His love, His protection, His salvation. These are things that are His way, that He does things. He provides, He protects, He loves, and He saves. Refocus. Remember, the devil confuses us and gets us off the truth of what's really going on. He wants to get us sidetracked. He wants us to stay in a me situation. He wants us to question God and even overrate our own ability to handle the problem. God says, don't think more of yourself than you should. And pride leads to destruction. From the beginning, God created man and woman. He breathed His spirit into them, fearless, wonderfully made, to inherit the earth, to have dominion over this earth and life to its fullest. But sin came in, Genesis 3:1. The serpent was crafty and subtle. The devil presented a doubt, a fear of somewhat. You know, God really didn't say, you shall not eat of every tree in the garden. You shall not surely die. In came the lie. Fear came to the garden as Adam and Eve's eyes were open. They hid from God. They saw their nakedness as they'd never seen it before. The fear of shame, blame, pride was now revealing in their physical body. Became human. God never wanted us to see fear from this side, but He had always equipped us and has always had everything that we need to get over it and get through it. Separation from God is a fear. Most of us in the viewing area, and I know that us that are gathered here, have accepted Christ as their Savior. And I know there was a stirring and a fear that was moving as you were weighing, should I trust God? Should I not trust God? Is this real or is this a lie? The devil was there to torment and to try to steer you off and to confuse you onto the truth of God, that He loved you. So even at the moment of God redeeming you and calling you back by the power of the Holy Spirit and leading you up to make a decision to accept Him, fear was there to steal it. So we know that fear is going to come, but we also know that God has the answer and the resolve in it all. Fear is not the end result. Fear is the emotion that you hand over to God, looking in awe at Him, at all of His mightiness, and knowing that He's going to carry it through. Perfect love casts out all fear. Even the fear that we have in trusting God's ways are higher than our ways. God says, I know you. And you belong to me, and I have given you my spirit. So draw from my spirit, and you will be able to be calm in the midst of your storm. I wrote something today, something that came over my personal messenger, and I listened to it, and it kind of went along with what I was just composing each week, because I've had about 6 weeks to speak on this. And it has been a joyous time, and it's also been a tearful time getting in God's Word and really looking at fear. And each week that I would think, okay, I've got it written, one of the teachers would come up and they would speak and give the Word exactly as what God was confirming in my spirit. So I praise Him for that. So I was like, God, this has been said and this has been done and this has been done. How do you want to use me? And that's what He brought together. And then today, and God is so good, because when we fear, and this message came at the midnight hour, literally. I moved around my schedule in order to give this day fully to God because I felt like I was not totally giving it all up to Him, that I was still thinking I could carry and I could work with what I had. And there was still a fear trying to lurk there because the devil said, yeah, you know, that's not right, that's not right. So I said, you know what, God, I'm going to ask you that I have liberty with this one person to reschedule, and I'm going to spend the day with you. And God is so faithful. So when you give anything over to Him, He already has that handled and has the answer. And don't let fear turn you from that. Don't let that fear of salvation keep you from an eternal relationship with God. Don't let fear keep you from being the person that God wants you to be. Let love be your guide and inner peace. And if you don't have an inner peace in where you're at and what you're doing, give it up to God. Because I promise you, peace that passes all understanding will come over you. And it will guard your heart and your mind. And yes, you will fear and you will become afraid. But in that is just the warning signal. That is just the alarm system that God has in your house that says, okay, we got to do something. And God will come through you. You just got to get still and not let the shakening shake you off course with Him, but to draw you closer to Him so you can move through. If the alarm on your house at your home goes off, you're going to call the ATT system or whatever. They're going to call the police and you're going to have help come out. That's what God does. When you have that warning signal, He'll send you people to confirm His Word. He'll send you messengers to tell you what you need to know. He will reveal through His Word His love for you and what you need to do. He'll be your GPS. He'll be your food. He'll be your clothing. He'll be everything. It is not things of this earth. It is the blessing of the spirit of the heart. And that's what's gone on today, is hope. As we look around at the world and what's going on and we see so much fear, yes, there's fear in the things that are happening, but there's a much greater fear. And we as Christians should look at it. And that is the fear of anyone going to hell. Anyone dying without Jesus Christ. That in itself should be the burden of our heart and the biggest fear that we have. Because God wants us to put His love in this earth. And it's grieving Him what's going on in the earth. And He wants us to get still and to feel His love and to trust Him and to walk courageously in what He has. This is what came to me today. So I'm going to end with it. If I can read this, it's really better on my phone. Even the fear we have of trusting God's way is higher than our ways. Since the beginning of time, there has been a battle. We were equipped with our weapons when we were born for this time. Yes, it is a more deeper stand for truth than in prior history. We are coming down to the final battles. We need God's love, His Word, alive, strategic, and our focus. The enemy's tactics are becoming humanly clear. You know, we follow God in the Spirit, but sometimes we don't really put it into human realization. But our emotional reality has really been touched with 2020. God didn't give us the spirit of fear. We were equipped with an alarm system, an emotional soul that must come under a spirit because we were born spirit into man form. either reverential awe of God or the destructive spirit that is against Him. God created us fearless. His spirit breathed. Our will, our soul, our body has a choice. My way or His. Fear grips the body to destroy God's spirit. God's spirit gripped the body through Christ Jesus and rendered the plan destroyed. Doesn't mean that fear doesn't come. It has to. You can't emotionally or physically understand the enemy to your body without acknowledging it. Fear suppressed is still fear. Perfect love casts out fear. God says, cheer up. I have overcome the world. Fear not, for I am with you. Seek me, for I will carry you through the feelings of fear with courage and strength. You are made strong in your weakness through Christ, your Redeemer. For I love you with an everlasting love, and my love casts out perfect fear. Thank you.
Praise God. That was an awesome word, Deborah. Thank you so much for that. Amen. And we're just going to take that with us tonight and just and all through the week when the enemy tries to come against your mind, against our minds with fear, we're just going to cast it down and we're going to look to the Lord. You know, the Lord is not afraid tonight. Amen. Isn't that good news? We can go to our Heavenly Father who has no fear, who is just love and peace and all those things that we that He wants us to have. And we can go to Him, and it's wonderful to know we can go to Him and receive that love and peace from Him. Amen. He is the author of love and peace. So if you would like to know Jesus Christ as your Savior tonight, if you haven't received Him, we would like to give you this opportunity tonight to do so. So if you would just bow your heads with us and pray. Heavenly Father, we ask you to forgive us of our sins.
We ask you to forgive us of our sins.
Ask you to come into my heart.
Ask you to come into my heart.
Be my Lord and Savior.
Be my Lord and Savior.
Cleanse me of my sins.
Cleanse me of my sins.
And make me new.
And make me new.
I surrender all to you tonight.
I surrender all to you tonight.
And I thank you for it, Lord.
I thank you for it, Lord.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. This time we'll ask Ashley to come up if she will.